Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
We're glad to be back on the air again, and not that we've been gone that long, but at least come back to at you for another episode this week.
It's been a long week.
That's right. This week, though, I had a great opportunity to sit down with here at City Hall. If you didn't know, the state of Nevada has an employee NV agency group that is designed specifically to work with small business owners, to work with a small business owner to help with resources, whether it being, how to get into a, find a place or find employees or, any number of activities that will help a small business, you as small business owners to be able to be successful and to grow. And so this week we had the opportunity to sit down with Keita Williams with Employee NV. And she was able to share with us her experiences and what she has to offer you as businesses. And so before we turn to Keita, though, we do want to share a couple of things that are coming up here on Water Street.
We are coming into our busy season, Derek, on Water Street. So this weekend, September 22nd through the 25th, we have the Water Street Jazz Series in the amphitheater. There's some great, renowned jazz artists that will be here for 4 consecutive nights. And then in 2 weeks, we have the Henderson Hot Rod Days, September 30th and October 1st. And don't forget every Thursday to come down for your fresh produce and some great gift items and homemade items at our Henderson Farmers Market, which is over in Proctor Park now.
And now that the temperature has finally dipped down below the hundreds, we're into the 90s. It's a great opportunity to get outdoors and come check out these events. That'll be super exciting, Tiffany. Those are some fun events that we have going on here in the downtown area.
Yep. And check back. We'll have so much coming up through the fall, through October, November, December, for you to bring your friends and family, neighbors, tell everyone about the Water Street District and come down and visit and stop by our local restaurants or breweries before you head to the event.
Yeah, this is the, Tiffany, as you mentioned, this is our busy time of year. So get on out and enjoy it while we can. So with that, we'll go ahead and turn now to Keita and tune into our interview with her and listen in to see what she had to share. So to sit back, relax, and enjoy the interview. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That. We want to welcome today Keita Williams with Employee NV Business Hub. Welcome to our Redevelop That podcast here on with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Derek. I am so excited to share all the information that Employee NV Business Hub has to offer.
Well, we're excited to have you. I just became aware of what you do here recently. That's not true. A few months ago, my boss gave me a big, thick document, a workforce 2.0 document to read through and check out. And I didn't realize that was a document that your group had produced and put out. And so maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, what mm-hmm. that document is. But tell us a little bit about, what you do and what your, what is Employee NV Business Hub.
Okay, well, Employee NV Business Hub, in a nutshell, is a one-stop shop for local businesses who are in need of different resources that can range from talent recruitment all the way to our wraparound services like, revitalizing and growing their business. We have all of these amazing partnerships throughout the city and throughout the valley. And we really position ourselves to meet every business's needs.
So your primary audience then is the businesses and the employers, not necessarily employees.
Yes, that is correct. We are employer focused. However, we cannot neglect our workforce and the individuals who are seeking work, because that's how we meet some of the needs, very significant needs that our employers are facing, finding viable candidates to work.
So you have a lot of resources that help employers get connected with potential employee candidates or job seekers out there also.
Absolutely. One of our partners is Workforce Connections and the Nevada Department of Employment and Rehabilitation Training, formerly known as DEETR, which is the largest database of candidates where our employers are able to go to that database and post job listings as well as search for different candidates per the descriptions that they're looking to fill.
Okay, yeah, that's a, I didn't realize DEETR had changed their name, and so that's a probably a good move in some sense, but that's awesome. So, I mean, so you talk about the resources that you can provide or what you can do for business, you know. So I was reading through some of your background on your website, and you talk about workforce development officer, you know. And so, you know, when you meet with a business, you know, what is it you can do for them and really, you know, to help them?
Well, in order to position myself to help, I have to know where their deficits are. So the first things I want to know is, what is that business owner or that establishment looking for? Is it recruitment? Are they having issues finding candidates? Sometimes it could be financial. We have the capability to connect employers and business owners to various financial institutions. Maybe it's restructuring their business, where the Small Business Development Center comes in handy, and they are a wealth of information for businesses who are looking to restructure, redevelop, and get their businesses on the right track.
So how many offices or hubs do you have around the Valley? We have the one here in Henderson. So here at City Hall, you have the opportunity to be here in our City Hall. How many other hubs do you have around?
Oh, gosh. We have business hubs throughout the Valley.
Okay.
We have two right here in Henderson. Of course, I'm housed in the City Hall building, but we also have one at the Green Valley Library. In fact, that's one of our partners, Clark County Library. So everywhere we have a Clark County Library, we have a business hub representative based there. But we're all throughout the Valley.
I did notice that on your website, that, and now that makes sense why I saw a lot of all the libraries, basically Boulder City, Henderson, Clark County, Las Vegas.
Yes.
It was on there. So that makes more sense now why they're all on there as partners that you have.
Yes.
Resource.
One of our primary goals is that the business owner is able to access our resources no matter where they are. Of course, my heart is in Henderson. However, for someone who might be in North Las Vegas or Las Vegas, they can go into any one of our facilities and engage with a business services ambassador like myself. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to connect with a representative from the Small Business Development Center. They will also be able to connect with financial agencies and other community partners. Hence the one-stop. We want to simplify it for business owners and kind of give them back some of the time it takes to gain information from one single person, and how long do you have to wait on the phone. Well, what they call me, I'm going to do the legwork for them. I'm going to connect them to the agencies that they need to be connected to.
So do the services you provide more beneficial to a small business, a medium-sized, large-sized business, or can it cover the whole gamut.
Oh, it covers the whole entire gamut. We're not leaving anyone out. I love my small businesses, but hey, listen, you know, there's room for everybody. Our larger businesses and corporations, you know, they have the capacity to do a little bit more, but some of them still find themselves with deficits. And of course, anytime we can come in and assist in the areas where they're seeing a challenge, it just allows them more time to do what they love, hence helping their bottom line a little bit.
That definitely goes a long way.
Of course it does.
To ease some of their administrative struggles, I'm
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sure, I know every business has, is, you know, that administrative side definitely can take away from the joy of what the business is actually about.
Yes.
And so to be able to have those resources to make that portion of the business easier to and run more smoothly can definitely go a long way, especially for a small business that may not have the staffing or the employees to, you know, one job for everybody, or, you know, or one person for every job, the
yes.
type of situation. So, mm-hmm. so I mean, so how long have you guys been in Nevada? Or not Nevada, let me rephrase that. How long have you guys been in Henderson or here at City Hall?
I believe the onset for Henderson here in the City Hall building happened right around May timeframe. So we're fairly new.
Yeah.
And I'm even newer to the position. However, I am very passionate about business. I've been a business owner myself. And so I understand the plights that business owners can face. And so I jumped at the opportunity to settle in Henderson and see if I could help out.
What kind of business did you have?
I own two salons and spas.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Here in Henderson or just in the valley?
They were actually in another state.
Oh, another state. All right. So you've come to us from another state. That's
yes,
exciting.
I have. But I've been in the valley for over 20 years.
Okay.
So I'm passionate about this thing.
It's that's good. You've been one of the many that have come to enrich our valley and
yes,
make it better. So
indeed.
We are very excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So I guess, so you know, talking about your experience in business, you know, working with businesses and having been a business owner, you know, have you seen, or what stands out in your mind as kind of one of your success stories that you've had maybe in the past few months that you've, I mean, you said you've been here since May, but,
yes, you know, the success stories are endless on both sides, for the employer and the employee. The greatest success story is my own, because at the onset of the pandemic, I lost my job. And, you know, what do you do when calamity strikes? I found a wonderful place called the One Stop Career Center, who was able to connect me to a viable employer. And so the story began, my journey began with Workforce. Another success story, just as of today, I mentioned to you earlier that I got a frantic phone call. I won't mention any names nor the business, but I got a frantic phone call. The young lady was in tears as she expressed that her business was in trouble. And she was on the brink of packing it up and, you know, relocating it and just closing her doors. And she pleaded, "Can you help me?" And I asked her where she was located, and she told me where. I hung up the phone. I jumped in my car and took a drive over to her establishment, a beautiful establishment, a little mom-and-pop antique shop full of all these goodies. And she needed help in terms of structuring. She needed financial assistance. The story isn't always about connecting employers to employees. Sometimes it's deeper than that. She was really in trouble. So I was able to put her into the right hands, the Small Business Development Center, where she was able to gain some relief. And hopefully we'll see her business thrive through that. And then when she's ready, I will send employees her way.
Awesome. That's a great success. I mean, the amount of commitment to not just being on the phone, but to show up in person is a huge, a huge asset and a huge, I could see a huge boost to a small business owner's morale. And so that's amazing to be able to have that resource here for those businesses, especially here within our redevelopment areas. We have a lot of small business owners and that are making a go at it, and they just need a little assistance once in a while, and know that somebody is there watching out for them and cares for them. And so that's amazing. And even your own story, I think we, I do know that your story rings true with a lot of people, that there was at the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of like, what are we going to do if we don't make it? And so to know that there are places and that there are groups that are available to that have been in place to watch out and provide those resources, amazing, here within our community. So that's a we're grateful to have resources like yourself and a lot of these other groups and organizations out mm-hmm. there that that are available. And hopefully to our listeners out there, that if this rings true to you, that if you're needing of any assistance, please reach out to us here at the Redevelopment Agency or the Employee NV Business Hub. That's a we're here for you. And so Keita is here for you.
Yes, absolutely. And, and to the employers, not only looking to grow their businesses, but to the ones who really want to impact the community, there is so much outreach that they can do through the Employee NV Business Hub. Connecting people is what we do. That's what we do. And that's how we say we love our community, and that's how we grow our community. So we have beautiful programs. Our on-the-job training program is a very viable opportunity where employers can really impact the lives of some people who are just trying to get back to work. And in the meantime, help, solidify their business standing, grow their business. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. And that's why maybe we're going to circle back to that workforce document a little bit. I don't know how familiar, if I'm assuming you're familiar with it, but maybe moving in a little bit of a different direction. What do you see as a, what industry do you see being an up and coming industry here in our city?
Well, manufacturing is it trumps everything. It's really booming in our city.
It is.
However, we've also seen a phenomenal growth in healthcare. Where we knew they were first responders, but after, October 1 and after the pandemic, we really understood how viable the healthcare industry was. Mm-hmm. And so in those two areas, I'm certainly seeing a significant influx of employers looking for employees.
Yeah, we definitely see. I know in West Henderson, especially, with the amount of industrial buildings and manufacturing and mm-hmm. warehousing that's going up, is a huge indication of that growth sector. And I think even in to the your point of the healthcare industry, the way that the healthcare industry is transforming themselves in these micro ERs and all these new types of facilities that are there to mm-hmm. provide better, quicker service for medical services for our residents is
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely. And so part of our job is to connect candidates to the proper training through our on-the-job training programs. We like to refer to those as OJTs. Okay. For sake of time and being able to pronounce it. But, we want to make sure that the employers who are seeking talent recruitment are getting candidates that are a good fit, mm-hmm. not just in the areas of social skills and things of that nature, but making sure that they have all their credentials, certifications. We want to be able to place people in opportunities that they can truly sustain their life. And we want them to stay.
Yeah.
But we also want employers to gain someone that they can count on, and that's going to be there.
And that's important, especially, mm-hmm. To a business owner, to get good employees who can
who can see their vision and to be able to grow with them and to mm-hmm. and to be a part of that that community and that business. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. That's, we just kind of want to take all the guesswork out. You know, we vet them, we assess them. We meet all of their, employment needs in terms of uniforms and things of that nature. And all of that is really at no cost to the employer. We are federally funded. We're a Title I agency. So we have the capacity to really position the employer to reallocate their funds through an amazing wage reimbursement opportunity. So it's a no-brainer to me. It's a win-win. Absolutely. It's that a win-win, Derek. It doesn't get better than that.
I need help with my business.
And I'm here to help you.
That's awesome. It's funny because I actually, several years ago, I started a small side business as a handyman. And after about few months of doing that, I was like, okay, this is really hard, to run the business and still have family life and have a have another career on the side, on the, my main career on the side here at the city.
But
it's one of those it's definitely a scary feeling that becoming almost too successful and becoming overwhelmed real fast. And so that's I could see as a small business owner that would be it's a good thing to grow, but sometimes it's not a good thing to grow too fast and
absolutely
and not out of control.
Well, it's always good to have an entity behind you that mm-hmm. can kind of help you navigate through some of the nuances that you can face, especially new owners, businesses that are just getting started. Oftentimes they don't have a clear perspective mm-hmm. of how business will flow. And then, of course, you really can't predict the negative things that can come your way. And it's just good to know that you have an agency like the Employee MV Business Hub in your corner, advocating for you and connecting you to the right powers that be.
That's awesome. We're excited to have you here.
I'm
City
super
Hall,
excited so to be here.
We'll definitely get the word out for you. And
please let them know I'm in the building.
inundate your email and we'll definitely put you to work.
Yes.
So all you listeners out there, Employee MV Business Hub is here at the City of Henderson City Hall, but also at many of the library branches. So that's a great resource to be able to reach out to.
Absolutely.
Well, we thank you so much for being on our podcast today. And maybe I have one last question. It's like, so what do you like to do in your spare time for fun?
Oh, for fun? Wow, that's a loaded question. Well, I love to sing. I used to sing all throughout the valley at different venues. I love to write, and I'm quite the poetist. And other than that, just taking long walks.
Awesome. Hey, those are all good things to...
When it gets cooler, though.
Yeah, right. Not at 4 in the morning.
No, I'm not getting up that early.
I don't blame you. It's hard. But that's exciting. Those are fun hobbies to have.
Yes, thank you. Definitely. Thank you so much. And hey, listen, we have an event that is coming up. And it's going to be at the Lifeguard Arena on September 14th at 5:30. Local businesses come out. We're going to have a moderated panel, and you'll be able to ask questions and get answers to some of the most pertinent questions, sometimes that may even go overlooked between business. So business-minded people, get to come in and kind of mix and mingle and get some of the answers to the questions they may have.
Awesome. That'll be exciting. That's the News on Water?
News on Water.
News on Water.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't forget that part.
I forget a lot of times, so I have to remind that. I turn to Tiffany. It's
like, check your Henderson, City of Henderson calendar.
Yes.
All that information is there.
You can always reach out to the Redevelopment Agency. I think we have it all on our website also. So News on Water on September 14th.
5:30 p.m.
at the Lifeguard Arena.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be awesome here on Water Street.
So. And it's going to be so much fun. And you get to let your hair down a little bit and right. relax after the panel, yep. after the questioner and panel.
Mixer after there. So.
Yep.
Well, that'll be, it's exciting. We'll look forward to that that event. That'll be good to hear from you all. And hopefully we can get a bunch of businesses out there for you. So
yes, the listen. More the so. Merrier. Yes.
It's a party.
Nothing but a party, Derek.
Set the date and time. Let's go. Let's
have a party. Thank you so
much.
Thanks
so much for being on, and we'll look forward to hear from you in the future.
Oh, the pleasure was mine. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome back from that wonderful interview with Keita. We really appreciated her taking the time to sit down with us, and she is super excited about what she does, and she is a great resource that we have here in City Hall. If I failed to mention that earlier, she is in City Hall near our Development Services Center in one of our cubicles there on the main floor. And so she is there during our normal business hours and is waiting for you to come visit her and share your story with her and find out how she can help you as a small business owner. She can help out large businesses also if you're in that in-between area of business life. And so
she is such a great resource for our business owners of all sizes, actually. She's so passionate and committed to what she's doing. Make sure that you check out their services at employenv.gov. If you need any workforce development, really any business resources, Keita's there to help you.
Yep, she's a huge, it's a great resource to have and here close to us, right on Water Street. And so with that, we again just thank her for her time and really appreciate all that she does for you as our business community. And so again, just as a reminder, if you're interested in wanting to be on our podcast, shoot us an email. You can reach out at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. And we will be more than happy to set up a time to come out and meet with you and have you on our show. And so, check out our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. See what's going on in the redevelopment areas. Again, we have our 5 redevelopment areas that we look over and oversee. So we have a lot going on in each of those 5 areas. And so if you have any questions, just reach out. We're here for you and see what we can do.
And business owners, reach out to Keita. She's there for you. And if she doesn't have the answer, she'll find it for you or connect you with an agency or a resource that will help.
Awesome. Thanks again for listening and tune back in next week. See who we have. We have a couple of great interviews that we've got lined up for you and with some gentlemen with the Rotary International Club that hear what they have to say and share with us. And so check on back next week. Thanks for joining us.